Hello, welcome to the English program. Well, we have some bits and pieces here from the CPS. Now, of course, the phone hacking thing is in the news yet again. This is something which seems to be going on and on and on. And depending on which newspaper you read and what source of information you get, this, as a story, could have, a long way to go. So I thought we would have a look at sort of some quotes and things from the official side of things, because of course the newspapers are doing their own sort of investigations and research and everything, but I'm concerned for this program on what officially is coming out and what's being said. And we have here from the 24th, from last week, this is the statement on phone hacking which came from the director of public prosecutions. It has been agreed following a meeting this morning with Acting Commissioner Tim Godwin and Acting Deputy Commissioner John Yates that any evidence resulting from recent or new substantive allegations made to the Metropolitan Police Service of mobile voicemail interception arising from the Goodman and Mulcair case should be subject to the same rigorous assessment as Alison Levitt QC is applying to material already in the possession of the Metropolitan Police Service. I have asked Alison Levitt QC, who has had no previous involvement in the case, to take a robust approach with a view to advising whether the Metropolitan Police Service should carry out any further investigation or deciding whether any prosecutions can be brought. This builds upon the previous request by the MPS to the CPS to assess all the material relevant to phone hacking. This is on the 24th. Since then, we've had more information from Scotland Yard regarding the case and the sort of opening up of the investigation again, but so far this is the most up-to-date press statement that we have on this issue. That's from the 24th. So I'm on the official CPS website here. You can go to the website yourself and check out all the information, cps.gov.uk. look for the news section, right? It sort of breaks down. You've got the news centre, got press releases and press statements, then the articles and other things as well. So I'm looking at the press statements, and this is the most recent press statement from the 24th. It hasn't been updated since then. The previous one was the 10th of December, phone hacking allegations statement from Director of Public Prosecutions. So that is obviously by now out of date. It began in September 2010, the New York Times published allegations the phone hacking at the News of the World newspaper was more widespread and more widely known than was outlined at the 2007 prosecution of Clive Goodman and Glenn Mulcair. And it goes on. That's an old one, that one. So we're sort of waiting for new information. But at the moment, in the press releases section, we are waiting for more information. So we have this from the 14th again. So it's the same thing. DPP announcement on phone hacking. And there's a bit more information here, but not an awful lot. The director will or has announced today, this is on the 14th, that the CPS will conduct a comprehensive assessment of all material in the possession of the Metropolitan Police Service relating to phone hacking following developments in the civil courts. But we're sort of waiting for more information. Nothing has happened just yet. Not even sort of confirmation that they're sort of making progress or whatever. So we shall keep you posted on that. But check out their website, why don't you? cps.gov.uk. And there's lots and lots of information there for you to have a look at while you're sort of waiting for more information on this particular story. So we shall keep you posted the best we can. But sometimes, you know, you're sort of hanging about on these websites waiting for new information. And sometimes you just have to wait. Nothing you can do about it. But this is the English program doing our little series of legal podcasts. I do hope you check them out. Thank you for listening.